This is Radio Nepal. I am S. Interested with the news, the headlines first. 19 demonstrators, including 17 in Kathmandu and 2 in Itari, killed as Gen Z protests turned violent. More than 100 injured protesters receiving treatment in various hospitals. Local administrations imposed curfew in Kathmandu, Butwal, Bhairava, Pokhara and Itari as protests go beyond control. Health Ministry issues circular to federal hospitals for free and prompt treatment to the injured demonstrators. And Israeli attacks across Gaza kill at least 40 people. Now the news in detail. The death toll from those injured during the Gen Z protest in Kathmandu Valley has reached 19. According to Nepal Police spokesperson Binod Ghimire, clashes broke out between security personnel and protesters after the situation went out of control, during which 19 people receiving treatment in various hospitals succumbed to their injuries. Of the deceased, 17 died in Kathmandu and 2 in Itari of Sunsari district. More than 100 others injured in clashes during Gen Z protests across different parts of the country are currently undergoing treatment at Trauma Center, Civil Hospital, Kathmandu Medical College, Everest Hospital, Teaching Hospital, Maharajganj, as well as several other hospitals nationwide. Spokesperson Ghimire added that on the security side, 42 personnel were injured in the clashes and are also receiving treatment in different hospitals. Meanwhile, 2 people have died in Itari of Sunsari district during the Gen Z protest. District Police Office spokesperson Yogaraj Khatiwara said that the deceased are around 25 to 26 years old, but their identities are not yet known. 3 people injured in the demonstration were taken to BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences in Dharan, where doctors declared 2 dead on arrival. Police opened fire to control the situation after the agitation turned violent. The district administration office in Sunsari has issued a prohibitory order in the Itari sub-metropolitan area until further notice. The Kathmandu District Administration Office has decided to expand the areas covered by its curfew order, which has been in effect since 12:30 p.m. today. The curfew has been imposed in response to demonstrations organized by Gen Z groups that unleashed anarchy. In the second notice issued today, the District Administration Office Kathmandu specified Sheetal Nivas, the President's Office, Harit Griha, Greenhouse Area, Office of the Vice President in Loinchor, Narayan Hiti Palace Museum and Simhadarbar as restricted areas. The curfew remains in force until 10 p.m. today. During the curfew period, all movements, gatherings, demonstrations, rallies, meetings and picketing are strictly prohibited within the specified areas. Similarly, the District Administration Office in Kaski has also enforced prohibitory order in some areas of Pokhara Valley of Kaski District. Chief District Officer Rudra Devi Sharma said the Shaheed Chowk at Pokhara Metropolis 7 has been declared the prohibited zone beginning at 2 p.m. today until the next notice. The District Administration Office Rupandehi has also enforced prohibitory order in Bhairava and Butwal. The order has come into effect from 4 p.m. afternoon to 10 p.m. in the night. Meanwhile, the Nepali Army was mobilized in the curfew imposed areas, including New Baneshwar of Kathmandu, in the wake of Gen Z demonstration unleashing anarchy. The Nepali Army persons were mobilized after the Kathmandu administration imposed curfew in a bid to tame the rowdy protest, and the local security committee requested for additional support. The protesters breached the restricted area of New Baneshwar, which houses the Federal Parliament building. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed all federal hospitals under its jurisdiction to provide free treatment to citizens injured in today's protests. under the initiative of Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Bardal, the ministry has issued a circular to arrange for prompt treatment for the injured in the protest who come to the federal hospital without any charge. Similarly, the ministry has also directed to make the ambulance service more effective and to make it easily available at various places where it is needed. Meanwhile, the Kathmandu Municipal Corporation, KMC, has deployed 15 ambulances to take those injured during the Gen Z protest held today to the hospital. According to KMC Police Chief Rajunath Pandey, ambulances have been deployed to quickly take those injured during the protest to the hospital, and the city police have also been mobilized to immediately rescue the injured ones. Most of the injured are undergoing treatment at Civil Hospital in Naya Baneshwar and the Trauma Center and Bir Hospital in Mahankal, Trivan University Teaching Hospital in Maharajganj, and among others. Meanwhile, four journalists covering the Gen Z protest in the federal capital were injured. According to the Federation of Nepali Journalists, journalist Shyam Shrestha, Dipendra Dhungana, Umesh Karki and Shambhu Dangal, who were covering the protest in the New Baneshwar area, have been injured. The injured journalists are undergoing treatment at the Trauma Center, Patan Hospital and Civil Hospital. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Council of Ministers is meeting at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, Prime Minister Kip Sharma Oli called the meeting to discuss the regular agenda and the Gen Z protest and subsequent violent incidents that took place today. In the National Security Council meeting held before the Cabinet meeting, Prime Minister Oli had discussed the latest security situation with the concerned ministers and heads of security agencies. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Israeli attacks across Gaza since dawn have killed at least 40 people and destroyed another high-rise in Gaza City, according to Al Jazeera. Israeli officials are cited as saying 6 people have been killed and many wounded in a shooting in occupied East Jerusalem, blaming the attack on 2 Palestinians from the occupied West Bank. Israeli forces are said to have continued to raid towns across the occupied West Bank. U.S. President Donald Trump has said his administration is working on a solution that could be good for Gaza, hours after issuing what he called a final warning to Hamas. South Korea's foreign minister will travel to the United States on Monday to help secure the return of hundreds of Koreans who were detained in Georgia last week. U.S. officials detained 475 people, more than 300 of them South Korean nationals, who they said were illegally working at a car battery plant. The facility is being built by 2 South Korean companies, Hyundai and LG, and is one of the largest foreign investment projects in the state. Such raids have ramped up under President Donald Trump, who has vowed to crack down hard on unauthorized immigration. But Friday's raid could become a source of tension with a key ally, South Korea, which has also promised to invest in the U.S. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Koshi province along with the hilly regions of Bagmati province and partly cloudy in the rest of the province. There are also chances of moderate rainfall at some places in Koshi province along with the hilly regions of Bagmati and Kentucky provinces, as well as at a few places in the hilly and Tarai regions of the remaining provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at 1-2 places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 19 demonstrators, including 17 in Kathmandu and 2 in Itahari, killed as Gen Z protests turned violent. More than 100 injured protesters receiving treatment in various hospitals. Local administrations impose curfew in Kathmandu, Butwal, Bhairava, Pokhara and Itahari as protests go beyond control. Health Ministry issues circular to federal hospitals for free and prompt treatment to the injured demonstrators. And Israeli attacks across Gaza kill at least 40 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.